The measure would stop local governments from imposing their own business regulations. It would also add new requirements to existing rules, like a 2-year sunset.
There are approximately 410 incorporated municipalities and 67 counties in Florida, which means that business operating in our state can potentially face hundreds of unique regulatory schemes.
That's the bill's sponsor, Port Charlotte Republican Michael Grant.
Current law requires the state to perform a sunrise review for any legislation to regulate an unregulated profession or occupation. However, there is no similar requirement for local governments. This bill would require that review.
Local governments would have to show an ordinance's financial impact and would have to prove it's necessary. They would also have to review the ordinance every 2 years. But opponents worry about a one-size-fits-all approach for municipal regulation. David Cruz is the legislative counsel at the Florida League of Cities.
The bill is extremely vague and broad. It would potentially affect every type of regulation or ordinance that a city might have that impacts business in one way or another.
Cruz calls it extremely burdensome. He says it could affect ordinances that are only tangentially related to business, like street parking. Representative Grant acknowledges it's a broad approach to a narrow problem and says he's willing to work with opponents. This is the most recent attempt to limit the power of local governments. Other measures currently being heard include bans on vegetable garden regulations and local plastic straw bans. For WFSU News, I'm Sean Mulcahy.